Hey, y'all, I am taking this show on the road. To celebrate the launch of my book, I am going to be throwing book parties across this country, and I want you to come. We're going to be doing parties in Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, New York City, two options there, DC, Philly, and Boston. So if you live in or near any of those cities, then you are going to want to come and grab a ticket. We are going to have brunch in some places, at others we'll be having wine and snacks. You will get a copy of the book with your ticket, and you will get to come meet me, talk to me, listen to me read from the book, answer some questions. We're just going to hang out and vibe on all things thought work and advancing the feminist mindset revolution together. And of course, there'll also be swag. You can get your ticket at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour, T-O-U-R, or you can text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is TOR. I cannot wait to hug you in person. Let's go. Come hang out. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to come check out my new podcast called the Unfuck Your Brain Podcast. What you're listening to right now, The Lawyer Stress Solution, has ceased production of new episodes. But Unfuck Your Brain is rocking and rolling. Every week, I release a new episode of the Unfuck Your Brain podcast, teaching you the same great tools for taming your brain, but with even more applications to other areas of your life. You can search for it by name. Remember, there's an asterisk instead of the U in Unfuck because we like to be polite, or just click the link to it in the podcast description for this show. I'll see you over there.
You're listening to The Lawyer Stress Solution, the only podcast that teaches you cognitive science-based techniques specifically created for lawyers. Learn how to manage your lawyer brain and conquer the stress, anxiety, and overwhelm of lawyer life. Here's your host, former lawyer and certified master coach, Kara Lowenthal.
Hey, y'all. This is going to be a short podcast today because I'm actually at a business retreat with my own coach, and I was going to take this week off from the podcast. But watching my brain today as I was working with my coach and figuring out kind of what to do with my life, and particularly what to do with my business and my practice, really made me realize that I wanted to kind of share this experience with you all, because it was such a good reminder for me that there's always room to grow and that our brains just are always kind of out to get us sometimes. So I want to talk a little bit today about fear. So I'm in North Carolina. I've been driving all over the Carolinas. I'm totally discombobulated. I'm in North Carolina. I'm in Greensboro. I'm here with my coach, Rachel Rogers, who also used to be a lawyer and is now an amazing business coach and strategist. We spent all day today brainstorming kind of a new program and direction for my business. I'm super excited about that, and I'm totally going to share more with you guys once I flesh it out. But it's basically going to be teaching how your lawyer brain can impact these other areas of your life. Like, we talk a lot about how your lawyer brain impacts your work life, but it also impacts like your family life and your dating and your relationships and your sort of professional goals, even outside the day-to-day, and how you feel about yourself, all that stuff. And I'm really excited to take kind of a more holistic view and really help you all see how lawyer brain can be getting in your way in all areas of your life and how to undo that. So anyway, I love the idea. I'm super excited about that. At the same time, while I'm here, we're talking about all this, I'm super excited. This is what's happening in the back of my brain. Don't do that. You're going to die. Don't do that. Definitely don't do that. Oh, if you do that, you're definitely going to die. You're going to die. Don't do that. Right? That's just all that's going back and forth in my brain. You're going to fail. What if this doesn't work? What if no one wants it? What if no one buys it? You've never filled a program like that before. You've never done something that big before. Now, what about changing your focus? What if people don't like it? What if people stop listening to the podcast? What if people stop wanting to hire you? Don't do that. You're going to die. Like, that is what's happening in my brain. Like, the front of my brain is totally psyched about this. I think it's amazing. It really brings together all of my interests. The content is going to be amazing. I know it's going to deliver like such transformation to my clients. That's what's happening in the front of my brain, right? Prefrontal cortex, the evolved part of my brain. the back of my brain, my lizard brain, which is very similar to my lawyer brain, is just going, you're going to die. Don't do that. You're going to fail. You're going to humiliate yourself. It's not going to work. You're going to die. Which is so crazy, right? Because like, if it doesn't work, so what? Right? Like, nothing really happened if it doesn't work. If I try a new program and none of you are interested and none of you think it's something you want, then like, okay, then I don't do it and I learned something, right? It's like the stakes are so low in a terms of like real practical outcomes. But that doesn't matter. My lawyer brain is still like, don't take a risk. Don't do it. Right. So I just want to talk a little bit about fear today and why it's like that, because obviously most of you are not necessarily coaches, but you're going to have the same problem, right? You're going to get to a point where you want to take a risk. Like you want to ask out that hot guy or girl or genderqueer person, right? You want to ask for more responsibility. You want to try to get in on a different practice area that you think is really interesting. You want to try to take a different job. You want to try to make partner. You want to try to bring in business development. You want to try to change your relationship with your spouse. You want to have a baby. You want to buy a house. Right? There's going to be something you want to do that's going to be new. And what's going to happen is that the front of your brain is going to be like, yeah, I really want this thing. Like, I think this is a good idea. I can see how I would benefit. I can see how it would make my life better. I want to do it. And your lawyer brain, your risk-averse brain, the part of your brain that's always looking for disaster is going to be like, don't do it. You're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. That's what it's thinking. And the problem is that we believe the fear, right? So that's what was happening to me for like the first two-thirds of today, even though I'm a coach and I coach all of you. Well, I coach many of you. And then through the podcast, I coach all of you. And I coach myself all the damn time, right? But the first two-thirds of the day, I felt terrible. Like my coach would be like, so how does this feel? And I would be like, awful. This feels awful, right? What do you think about all this? I think this is terrible and I'm going to die. I felt awful because I was totally kind of like in and believing the fear. So my back of my brain was running with like, this isn't going to work. What if people don't like it? You're going to fail. And I was just believing that. And so I was feeling real fear, right? For me, it was sort of like a combination of anxiety. And so anxiety is kind of an agitating feeling. And then I was also feeling like a kind of sinking feeling. So it was like a combo kind of, but it was mostly kind of what I would call fear. And so I was feeling like afraid of doing this and I was totally believing it. So I was like miserable from about 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We were coming up with all these plans and like the front part of my brain was engaging and the back part of my brain was just freaking out. And we took a break. We went and got coffee. And I was just like standing in the coffee line and all of a sudden I was like, wait, I don't have to believe my thoughts, right? Which I teach you guys all the time. You don't have to believe your thoughts. But I had just been so caught up in them. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, right. My brain tells me I'm going to die. I don't have to believe that, right? And then it all came back to me, right? And so that's what I want to talk to you guys about. And we've talked about this before, but I really want to sort of highlight for you that it happens to the best of us, right? You're practicing managing your mind, you're noticing your thoughts, like you're getting better at these skills. And then sometimes you will just lose sight of that shit, right? You will like lose sight of it, you lose the path, you lose the thread, and you're just in your thoughts. And we've talked a lot before about why your brain does this, right? Evolutionarily speaking, the limbic portion of your brain system, the lizard brain, right? The part that lawyer brain really activates, that part of your brain evolved to keep you alive. You don't stay alive often by taking risks, right? If you are like an animal or even like a primitive human, right? If you're the one who's like, hey, let's climb that mountain that looks really cold and steep and has maybe animals that'll kill us on it. That person potentially did not survive, right? Those of us who made it, our brains were pretty conservative about risk taking. And so your brain evolved to keep you actually literally alive. But now most of what faces us as a challenge is not actually physically dangerous. Like if I try to launch a new program and nobody's interested in it, I will not physically die. But my brain doesn't know that. My brain thinks there's a risk and there's a risk of rejection, right? This actually ties into last week's podcast where we talked about why humans are so sensitive to rejection. So for me and my business, when I think about doing something new, it's like it's a financial risk. It's a like emotional risk, and what if no one likes it and I'm rejected? And then I'm afraid of that, right? And my brain is thinking all of these doomsday thoughts about how I'm going to die if I do this. And when I believe them, I feel terrible, right? And so, you know, I tell you this story both for those of you who are a little bit newer to the podcast to sort of teach you a little bit about what causes fear, right? Why your brain is so pre-wired to be afraid of risk and change. Because in the good old days, right, those were way more likely to kill you than if you just stayed in the cave where it was safe, right? But also for all of you who've been practicing this work, to just remind you that we all do this work all the time. You know, I have a lot of kind of type A perfectionistic clients, not surprisingly, much like I used to be. And they start working with me, and then like the second or third week, they come back and they're like, you know, I think I'm failing at this because I still had a lot of negative thoughts this week. Like, yeah, of course you did. You have a human brain. Like, welcome to being a human. Are you not liking that experience, right? Having negative thoughts is just part of life. And we all get sucked into them. And we all believe them, right? I'm a master certified coach. I've been doing this for years. I have taught hundreds of other people how to do this. And all day today, I was 100% believing all of my thoughts. I was like, yep. This is a terrible idea. I'm going to fail. I'm going to die. It's going to be awful. I don't want to do it. I should definitely not do it. Like the first 2/3 of the day, I was like, I'll just pretend that I'm going to do it and then I'll leave. And then like Rachel will never know if I actually do it. Like that's what was happening in my brain. My brain was like, let's just pretend we're going to do this and then we'll just never do it. Because I was believing my own thoughts. I was believing that I'm going to die and it's going to be failure and it's going to be a disaster were all true, that my brain knew something, right? And I was also believing that those would be a problem, that if I failed or something didn't work, that I would truly be in trouble. None of that is true, right? Taking risks will always involve a little bit of fear. Your brain is just going to kick that shit up. It's just automatic. But it doesn't mean anything about you, and it doesn't mean anything about the actual success of the venture. So whatever the risk is that you want to take this week, whether it's like talking to the cute barista or asking for additional responsibility on a case or even just like asking a new friend to lunch or, you know, responding to an email from your racist uncle and telling him off, right? Like whatever it is, whatever risk you want to take, just remember the fact that you feel scared of it doesn't mean that you actually are in danger, right? That fear, which evolved as a true response to preserve you, is not a true response. It's not a true reflection of any danger that's actually happening now. I mean, unless your risk is like you want to put your head in a lion's mouth. Like if you are trying out for the circus this week, then that's your risk. And maybe listen to that part of your brain. That probably is going to actually save your life. But for the rest of us sitting behind desks or dealing with email or talking to someone that's a little bit scary to us, we're not going to die. So before you take the risk, you want to kind of vaccinate yourself, right? You just want to say to yourself like, okay, I'm thinking about doing this thing and I know my brain is going to tell me that I'm going to die. And I'm just going to allow that, but I'm not going to believe it. And your brain will totally say that and you will feel the feeling in your body and you will do the thing anyway. And that is when you are going to feel bulletproof, right? When you can allow fear to be there, you can recognize that your brain is trying to protect you. It's just not doing a good job at it. And you can move ahead anyway. Like that is where the magic is. So this is probably the least scripted podcast I've ever done. Because like I said, I was just going to skip this week. It's the end of the summer and I've had a crazy traveling week. But I just really wanted to share this little slice of my life with you guys and just reassure you that like if you're practicing this work, you're learning to notice your thoughts, negative thoughts are still going to come up. You're still going to believe them. You're still going to fall into them. You'll like wake up and you're swimming around in the pool of them. And that's okay. Nothing has gone wrong. And it happens to all of us. It doesn't mean it isn't working. It doesn't mean you need to believe those thoughts. And it doesn't mean you shouldn't keep practicing. Just get out of the pool, you dry yourself off, and you keep on marching. All right, I'll be back next week with our regularly scheduled programming, and I hope you all have a fearless end of the summer. If this episode really spoke to you, I want you to consider coming to check out The Clutch, because that is where I can truly dive in and teach you all of the tools I know to help deal with anxiety, fear, numbing and buffering, and more. You will get daily expert coaching on anything you're struggling with, plus a community of women who are going through the exact things that you are facing. And once you've learned how to coach yourself, we have a whole bunch of bonus workbooks to help you with things like managing anxiety and stress at work, learning how to stop numbing out, dealing with dating stress, body image, all the things that can create a lot of anxiety and negative emotion for us. I want you to imagine a life where you don't feel anxious all the time. And when you do feel anxious, it's rare and you know how to handle it, and it's not that big of a deal. That is what my life has become, and I know that it's possible for you too. So I want you to check out unfuckyourbrain.com/the clutch, or you can just text your email address to 347-934-8861, and we will send a link right to your phone so that you can get all the info and get started on learning how to get your negative emotions under control so that you can enjoy your life and not have your unmanaged mind running it into the ground. I'll see you there.